Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the ultimate steak cook-off, reverse sear versus sous vide. Let's dive in.
I'm so excited for this. The reverse sear won the last showdown, right? But everyone was saying sous vide is the real champion.
Exactly. The comments were flooded, so we're putting it to the test. And just like last time, we're using the New York strip. It's the perfect canvas for this experiment.
Why the New York strip again? Not a ribeye?
Well, a ribeye is so fatty and flavorful. It's delicious no matter what you do. The New York strip is leaner, but it still has that beautiful marbling and a glorious fat cap. It really lets the cooking technique shine.
Got it. So how do you even start preparing for a battle like this? Is the prep the same for both?
It is. And this step is absolutely crucial. Both steaks are pre-salted and left in the fridge, uncovered on a rack, for up to 24 hours.
24 hours. Why so long?
It's all about deep seasoning and moisture control. At first, the salt draws moisture out. You can literally see it bead up on the surface after about an hour. But then, here's the magic. That salty brine gets reabsorbed deep into the muscle.
So the inside of the steak gets seasoned, not just the outside, and it gets juicier?
Precisely. It seasons the steak through and through, and it actually helps the steak retain more moisture when you cook it. Plus, it leaves the surface perfectly dry, which is the secret to a killer crust.
Okay, I'm sold on pre-salting. What about letting the steak come to room temperature before cooking? I hear that all the time.
Ah, the age-old myth. I've tested it. On a 1-pound steak, leaving it out for an hour only raises the internal temperature by about 10 or 11 degrees. It's really not worth the time.
Wow. Okay. Mind blown. So, let's get to the main event. First up, sous vide. What does that even mean, and how does it work?
It's French for under vacuum, and it's a fascinating process. You use a device, basically a wand, that you clamp to a container of water. It heats and circulates the water to a precise, exact temperature and holds it there.
So you're just boiling the steak in a bag?
Not quite boiling. It's a very gentle water bath. First, you season the steak with black pepper and seal it in a bag. A vacuum sealer is great, but a Ziploc bag works too. And here's the fun part. You can add aromatics.
Ooh, like what?
I threw in fresh thyme and whole garlic cloves right into the bag. The beauty of sous vide is that the steak cooks in its own juices, infused with all that garlic and herb flavor. It's incredible.
That sounds amazing. So you just drop it in the water? What temperature?
We set the water to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You submerge the bag and let it cook for about an hour to 2 hours. The fat slowly renders, the steak becomes unbelievably tender, and it's virtually impossible to overcook it.
Impossible to overcook? That's a bold claim.
Well, the wand holds the water at exactly 100 degrees. The steak literally cannot get any hotter than the water it's in. It's foolproof.
Okay, that's impressive. Now what about its opponent, the reverse sear? How does that work?
It's a different philosophy. Instead of wet heat, we use dry heat. You take the other pre-salted steak, season it with pepper, stick a thermometer in it, and place it on a rack in a very low oven, 200 degrees, no fan.
200 degrees? That's barely warm.
I know, it sounds crazy, but it's a slow, gentle cook. We let it go for about an hour, just until the internal temperature also hits that same 100-degree mark. It comes out looking a little gray. Not very pretty, but trust the process.
Okay, so both steaks are now cooked to 100 degrees internally. That seems really, really rare. Why not pull them out at, say, 115?
Great question. A lot of people do, but I find that only leaves you 10 degrees to play with when you sear. You can overcook it in seconds. By pulling it at 100, I have a 25-degree buffer to build an epic, dark brown, flavorful crust without turning the inside gray.
Ah, you're saving the temperature budget for the sear. That's brilliant. So let's talk about that sear. You use a cast iron skillet, right?
Absolutely. Cast iron or carbon steel. They get screaming hot and they stay hot. I use olive oil, get it smoking, and then the steak goes in.
Wait, olive oil? I thought its smoke point was too low for searing.
You know, I've tested this like crazy. And yes, avocado oil has a higher smoke point. But for me, olive oil just has a richer, more buttery flavor that I prefer. Its smoke point is still around 400 degrees, which is plenty hot.
Fair enough. So what's the technique? Just slap it on there.
Oh no, it's a science. First, fat cap down for a minute to render that fat. Then, lay it flat for 1 minute untouched. Then, for the next minute, you actually slide the steak all around the pan. This accelerates that beautiful browning, the Maillard reaction.
The Maillard, what?
The Maillard reaction. It's the chemical reaction between amino acids and sugars that creates that deep brown color and all that savory, roasted flavor. It's what makes steak taste like steak.
Okay, so after all that, you flip it?
You flip it, sear for another minute, and then the grand finale. You push the steak to the side, drop in a generous amount of butter, more garlic, shallots, and thyme. Then you tilt the pan and just spoon that foaming, fragrant butter all over the steak for 2 solid minutes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like heaven. So you did this exact same searing process for both steaks?
The exact same process. Same times, same butter-based. Then they both rest on a rack for a few minutes. The smell was just unbelievable. Both steaks had a gorgeous crust.
Okay, the moment of truth has arrived. You slice them open. What did you see?
Both looked fantastic. But right away, you could tell a difference. The sous vide steak was plumper, taller, and the color inside was a perfect edge-to-edge medium rare. The reverse sear was beautiful, but the sous vide was just flawless.
And the taste? Don't leave me hanging. Which one won?
I took a bite of the reverse sear. Juicy, flavorful, tender. Fantastic. You think, what could possibly be better than this? And then you try the sous vide.
And?
It was just more. It was noticeably more tender. It was somehow more flavorful, probably from cooking with the garlic and thyme right in the bag. It was even juicier. It wasn't a huge difference, because both were top tier. But the sous vide was the clear winner. Just perfect.
Wow. So sous vide takes the crown. After all that, the gentle water bath really makes the difference.
It really does. That precise temperature control is just unbeatable for tenderness and moisture. Of course, topping them both with a slice of maitre d' butter didn't hurt either. It just makes the steak sing. Thank you all for tuning in, and happy cooking.
Goodbye.